Chandler, for sharing your gifts with us this morning, and we're so delighted to have everyone in worship this morning, as well as those who are worshiping online. And I think the scripture reading this morning, as we continue the series Following Jesus, really speaks to maybe even our situation even more, as many of us are anxious and troubled, and we can find wisdom in this moment as we think about Mary and Martha and one thing. We are in Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village. A woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me alone to serve? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion which will not be taken from her." And Lord, bless his word to our hearts and minds this morning. Well, I thought I'd start with a little humor, as usual, because we need a little levity in the situation today. And I heard about this plane that was about to crash, and it had four passengers on it and only three parachutes. And we had a surgeon, a scientist, the Pope, and a 10-year-old Boy Scout. And so the first man was a surgeon. He said, "Listen, I'm one of the greatest heart surgeons in the world. My patients need me." And with that, he grabbed the first parachute and jumped down the plane. And the next man got up and said, "Listen, I'm one of the world's smartest people. I'm a rocket scientist. The world needs me." And so he grabbed the pack and jumped down the plane. And the next person was the Pope. The Pope turned to the 10-year-old Boy Scout and said, "Listen, son, I'm old and frail. I lived a long, good life. You go ahead and take the last parachute." The 10-year-old Boy Scout said, "Sir, there's two parachutes left. The world's smartest man just jumped out the plane with my backpack." You know, many times in life, we get so much in a hurry and so worried and troubled that we forget the most important thing. And I think this story in Luke's gospel this morning reminds us of the most important thing. It's interesting because how many people have a planner, a scheduler? How many folks still have the paper one? Paper? Yeah. And how many folks have it on their phone and computer? How many people have more than one scheduler? And how many people are too busy to use any of those? And all right, so it's interesting because there was a business conference one time where the president of Wharton Business School was giving a delivery to small business owners. And he said some of the reason for the decline in small businesses, even though they were competing against big giants like Walmart, Target, and these kinds of places, is that they had lost some of their personal touch by being trapped in what he called the busyness syndrome or the activity trap. And I wonder in our own lives if we don't often suffer from that same thing, from activity trap and the busyness syndrome. And I think that's sort of the case in this story this morning. And so I invite you to walk back into the story because I think it's a beautiful story. And so Jesus entered a village and he went to the home of Mary and Martha. And we are told that Martha was busy with all the preparations. And there were a lot of preparations. Hospitality was very much a part of the culture of that day. And so she was busy setting the table. She was busy cooking and what have you. And we're told that Mary was at the feet of Jesus, listening to Jesus' teaching. And finally, Martha was so frustrated, she went to the Lord and said, "Master, please tell my sister to help me." And Jesus turned to Martha and said, "Martha, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary, and Mary has chosen the better." Those are beautiful words. Now, notice it was done in a loving manner. We're told that in most cultures today, when you use the person's name twice, Martha, Martha, it's a very loving and compassionate moment. But Jesus is redirecting her. And it's interesting, too, because there's only five places in the entire Bible where the phrase "one thing is needed" is found. And this is one of them, the one that Jesus said. So what is that one thing? Well, I think that one thing is learning to sit at the feet of Jesus. And how do we do that? Well, I think through prayer, through worship, through devotions, we all have kind of our different attitudes. But when we sit at the feet of Jesus, we can find that it's a life-transforming moment. And the first thing I think when we sit at the feet of Jesus is we discover renewal. You know, so many of us are so busy and stressed in life, and we're busy doing good things just like Martha was. You know, it's not bad things, it's good things. But our schedule gets so full that we're whirling and swirling, and we get to the place where we're sort of in brownout or burnout. And what is burnout? Well, burnout is doing the things that you love, but not loving the things that you're doing. And many of us get to that place in our life. And so the idea here is that Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, and she's being renewed. She's being renewed in that moment. And I'm reminded of that phrase by Augustine, who said, "Our hearts are restless until they find the rest in thee." And so for all of us busy doing good things this morning, both Mary and Martha were great women and great leaders in the early church, by the way. But there's a lesson there that we find in Mary that's important. And so Martha was busy doing many things. She was anxious and troubled about many things. But one thing was needed. She needed to be restored. She needed to be renewed. She needed to find that sacred place of rest. We find even that the Lord rested on the seventh day and commanded us to do the same. Not to do nothing, but just to sit at the feet of Jesus, to worship God, to find that sacred moment. And when we're renewed and restored, then we go out into the world to love and to serve others the way that we should. So that's the first thing, the first gift, the first spiritual lesson I learned from this story, is that when we sit at the feet of Jesus, we find renewal. The second thing is, I think that we also find strength in that moment. Martha was clearly tired. She was anxious, troubled, and tired because she was doing all these good things. And you sort of picture Mary for that moment, and you just kind of imagine her sitting at the feet. She's not only been restored and renewed, she's a person that finds strength. A gentle strength, a powerful strength, I think a deep strength in her life. And I'm reminded of navigation, in the sense of being part of the Coast Guard, is that many times ships have to come in on a regular basis and they have to x-ray the hull. And the reason for that is that many ships over the course of time, just on moderate sort of sailing and the wind and the waves in particular, just from the beating of the waves, eventually find what's called metal fatigue. And so a ship with metal fatigue can go down even in moderate waves because the hull eventually caves and it bends and the ship goes down. So the x-ray of the hull to make sure the hull is safe, is full of those small cracks. And so I think in our own lives, we don't have mental fatigue, but we do have mental fatigue. And I think we have emotional and spiritual fatigue as well. And so when we sit at the feet of Jesus, we find ourselves strengthened in a way that's important. That scripture that Dave read from Philippians 4:13 is one of my favorite scriptures. And it's written by Paul when he was in prison. And you can only imagine that Paul had a lot of stresses in his life, and he was probably up in years when he wrote that scripture. And he wrote to a church that was in persecution, real persecution, much more difficult than we are today. And so they had worries and they had stresses, but Paul says this, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." I think he did a lesson for all of us, that we can all find strength in Christ by sitting at his feet. And I'm also reminded of in Psalm 37, and I love that. "Be still and know that I am the Lord." Be still, be quiet. And when we're still, we are strengthened in that way. And so I think there's a great lesson for us there as well. And then the third thing is that we can find direction when we sit at the feet of Jesus. I know most of us are looking for some direction in life. Sometimes we have decisions that require a lot of wisdom, a lot of direction. Sometimes people come to us. We need some direction in life. And so I think that when you look at Martha, she's whirling and swirling and spinning in circles, and Mary is centered. She knows what true north is. She knows to keep the main thing the main thing, and I think we find our own place in life that way. And wherever you are this morning, if you need some direction, then learn to sit at the feet of Jesus, as did Mary, and find that great secret there. The story of Elijah, the prophet, you may recall, Elijah had a moment in life where, actually, after his greatest victory, he had sort of this nervous breakdown when he found that Queen Jezebel was pursuing him, and so he went into the desert to kind of have this collapse moment, and he was really ready to give up everything. And then an angel of the Lord spoke to him and told him to go to this mountain after he had something to eat, and there in the mountain, God visited him. And we're told in that moment that God visited first with a mighty wind. So there was this great wind that blew trees and everything apart, and we're told that the Lord wasn't in the wind. Then there was an earthquake that shattered rocks and even parts of mountains. And then we're told that the Lord wasn't in that earthquake. And the third time, there was this great fire in the clouds, and we're told that God wasn't in the fire either. And then suddenly there was this still small voice of the Lord that whispered to Elijah to come out in before the Lord and to hear God whisper to him. And in that moment, Elijah found a tremendous strength. He found sort of a renewal in his ministry at that moment, and a new direction in life. He began to mentor the younger prophets, and he had a new recap in his entire ministry. I think in the same way that we can find direction in our lives if we sit at the feet of Jesus, as did Mary. I don't know if you need renewal this morning, or if you need strength, or if you need direction, or if you need all three, but we know that God is there for us, and in a powerful way. One of the movies that I like, and it hasn't been out for a while, but if you want to, while you're getting a little bit of cabin fever, you're interested in old movies, a movie that I recommend is City Slickers. And for those of you who like that, Billy Crystal and a couple of his friends are just sort of having a midlife crisis. And so they decide to go to this dude ranch out west. And at the dude ranch, they just want to get away. They're taking the cattle from one area to another. They're doing this cattle drive. And the guy who's in charge of that cattle drive is sort of this old seasoned cowboy. And he's so staid and he's so strong. He has such a focus and direction. And they're just amazed by this guy. He has him ford this river, and he says, "I'll save these cows," and goes through all this kind of turbulence, and he always remains really calm. And so, finally, Billy Crystal just wants to know, as he's searching for the purpose in life, he says, "Listen, what is the secret?" And this old seasoned cowboy says, "One thing. One thing." And Billy Crystal says, "What's the one thing?" And he says, "I don't know what it is for you. You have to discover that yourself. But the secret is one thing." Well, I think Jesus is pointing that direction, and I think Mary discovered it, and Martha is in the process of discovering it, which is that one thing that's probably the most important thing in all of our lives, particularly in a time of stress and difficulty like this, is to learn to sit at the feet of Jesus. And when we sit at the feet of Jesus, we can find a renewal, a restoration, we can find strength, and we can find direction. Now, like many of you, my weekend was sort of really crazy, and then it just went flat all of a sudden, right? And so Savannah and I went out to the store. This was after Savannah did a preliminary run to the store in her vehicle, and she sent me a text and said, "Dad, there's no toilet paper or sanitizer." And I tried two places, and I thought to myself, "Really? Did you look everywhere?" And so, sure enough, we went out later because we needed a few supplies, and the shelves of all the necessities were like the world was ending, right? And so we didn't find some of those essentials, and we tried to leave some for other people, which is a good lesson. But, you know, there was just sort of this panic and pandemonium even in the grocery store. But people were good about it, you know. But then after we get everything, we kind of come home, and it's like, okay, school's canceled for the foreseeable future. And then we're going to go online. It's like, "Dad, this is the beginning of cabin fever. You know, we're crazy." And so we'll get out the list of old movies. But I think for all of us, this may be a time to slow down and discover the most important things in life and hopefully rediscover the one thing that puts everything else in alignment. And so I challenge all of us as we do that to discover that moment. I want to close with this illustration, which I love. And the story is told of this little girl who was with her father in a doctor's office, and the wait got rather long, and so the little girl got rather fidgety, and so the father decided what he'd do was he took a picture of the world that was in the magazine, he tore it out, and then he tore it into little pieces, and he mixed them all up, and he told his little daughter to go ahead and put those puzzle pieces back together to make the picture of the world. And he turned back to reading and wasn't paying much attention, and it wasn't long before the little girl tugged on his sleeve and said, "Dad, I've got the picture of the world all together." And the father looked at it and said, "Wow, how did you do that? I didn't know you knew where all those countries were." And the little girl said, "Well, Dad, it was easy. On the other side of that map of the world was a picture of man. When I put the picture of man together, then the world came together." I think that's a really good picture of our own lives, particularly right now. We may feel like the world has been torn apart, but we put the picture of Christ together in a way that it fits in our life, in a way that mirrors the image of Christ, then the rest of the world will come together. Doesn't mean that the solutions are easy, and doesn't mean that we aren't a bit anxious and troubled. I think we all are right now. We care about our community, our nation, and our world, and we want to pray for them. But when we put the pieces of Christ together, and the image that reflects Him, we find that the world finds its place in that right moment. I want to close with this poem that I love, and I hope you'll just sort of take a deep breath and listen. I got up early one morning and rushed into the day. I had so much to accomplish, I didn't have time to pray. Problems were tumbling about me, and harder became each task. I wanted God's help with my duties. He told me he did not ask. I wanted to find joy and beauty, but the day trailed on gray and bleak. Why wasn't God helping me? I wondered. He answered, but you did not seek. I tried to come into God's presence. I tried all my keys at the lock. He gently but lovingly chided, my child, you did not knock. I got up early this morning and paused before entering the day. I had so much to accomplish, I had to take time to pray. Amen. We all need to discover that one thing that Mary discovered and Martha was discovering, that when we sit at the feet of Jesus, we can rediscover renewal, we can find strength, and we can find direction. Would you join me in prayer? Lord, as we find our own lives troubled and anxious in this moment, by very real fears of health crisis, Lord, help us to learn to sit quietly at your feet and to find our sacred center in you. We know that you have the power and the peace to see us through. And we know that in your family of faith we find love and care. And we are challenged through our love and service of you to love and serve our neighbor. So Lord, help us to recenter our hearts and lives on you by the secret that Mary discovered, that as we sit at your feet, we'll find renewal, we'll find strength, we'll find direction. Through Christ our Lord, and all God's people said, Amen.